Next topic is the environment. How do we keep our groundwater clean, and how large is the threat of contamination?
Well, the question is it's a little funny question. Groundwater, I would say groundwater and well water. That's really the question I think you have.
Okay.
We've all heard the stories about the well water situation in Kewaunee County. Many of the wells there are contaminated, and experts feel that was due to the thin layer of topsoil in the area and the application of too much manure to the topsoil present. So that's a problem in some areas. Another problem is concentrated animal feeding operations. And recently I talked to a soil scientist in our area, and I asked her, how do the big farms do as far as keeping things clean? She indicated that the big farms do a really good job at keeping the water clean, and in fact, they might do a better job than some of the small farms. I know that's surprising, but that's what she said. And but the problem with the big farms is that when things go wrong, you know, they really go wrong. Recently, I think it was on September 12, 2018, in our area, there was a spill of 300,000 gallons of manure in Brown County in the Oneida area, and the manure was dumped into Silver Creek, which is a tributary of Duck Creek, because a valve malfunctioned on one of those big holding tanks. So people were advised to stay away from the waterway. But when we have these large manure holding structures, things go wrong. They really go bad quickly. I think staffing the DNR to protect our state water and air instead of staffing the DNR to protect business interests would be a good start. Right now, the DNR has been politicized, and I think that's caused problems with environmental concerns. I believe the Walker administration used the DNR to protect business rather than to protect the ordinary citizen and the ordinary hunter. Hopefully, the DNR will regain its footing someday and protect our lakes and streams.
Okay. How do we work with businesses to control pollutants in our air and our waterways?
Well, I think the answer to that is to enable the DNR not to be politicized and let it be a department that works on both sides of the aisle.
Okay, good. Our next topic is on roadways. Is there anything we can do on the district and state level when it comes to fixing our Wisconsin roadways and bridges? Are there tourism grants that rural counties could qualify for that help us fix some of these problem areas?
Okay, well, I think this is a failure of leadership. Our roads and our bridges, they just aren't being taken care of. And the reason for this is because the controlling party, they control the governorship, the state senate, and state assembly, do not have the political will to raise taxes and deal with the problem. It's a problem they've been able to kick down the road without raising taxes. You know, but sooner or later, roads and bridges are going to get worse and worse. Our state government, no matter who's in control of it, must be willing to have the political will to address the problem and deal with the fallout of making a decision. Right now, no decision's been made. I'm in favor of developing a toll road system, much as they do in Illinois. I'm not in favor of a wheel tax, which I feel imposes an unfair tax burden on rural areas like ours. I'm also not in favor of increasing the fee for vehicle registration, which I also think imposes a greater tax burden on rural areas. I like the idea of toll roads on our major interstate road system. This would shift a lot of the burden onto heavy industry and trucking. And I really believe that the large trucks are very hard on our highways and do a lot of damage to our roads. But our politicians, they must make a decision and deal with the fallout from the decision. Right now, lack of leadership, especially in the governor's office, I think is causing a steady and dangerous deterioration in our roads and bridges.
Okay. Good.
You have 4 minutes.
So in the upcoming election here, there's discussion on a blue wave. What's your thoughts on that, Dick?
Well, I'm not really buying it. I think that both major political parties are highly motivated right now to get out the vote. I don't think it's going to be a blue wave. I think that there's going to be a lot of close races. I think that Democrats are energized, and I think Republican voters are energized. We have lots and lots of Republican voters in our district, and I think they're energized as much as the Democrats are. So
sure.
I don't see much of a blue wave.
Okay. Okay.
A full four.
To go back or
to go back and talk on your campaign.
Okay. So I'll just, you now have 4 minutes to talk on your campaign or anything else that you feel is relevant.
Okay. Well, we have problems in the state of Wisconsin, and I don't think these are Republican problems, and I don't think they're Democrat problems. We need to look at them as problems, but not as political toys. The first area that people are crying out for is for somebody to address the health insurance issue. We need to have health insurance for all Wisconsin residents, and we don't need to have Wisconsinites going into bankruptcy because of medical problems. I would propose that we need to offer some sort of universal health insurance to Wisconsin residents and taxpayers. Having such a system would draw talented young people and young families back to our state where they could start new business. It would encourage small farmers to stay at the small farm. It would improve the physical and mental health of all of our residents. And it's been shown that having universal health insurance in other countries not only improves physical health, but it improves emotional health and actually lowers the suicide rate. Our next problem is climate change. And, you know, we need to address this as a state and not ignore it. And I'd say if we were to act like grown-ups, our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will thank us for our wisdom and foresight. Whether we like it or not, our climate has changed in our generation. It's not our fault, but we need to address this. Climate change, whatever the cause, threatens our national security, and it's directly impacting our naval bases on the coastline. I would propose legislation to provide considerable tax benefits for people, for families and companies who utilize solar and wind energy sources. Another area is term limits for our legislators. We should have a limit of 4 years for assembly members and 6 years for the Senate. This would do a lot of things. It would take a lot of the money out of politics. Maybe it would reduce the number of commercials that we have to watch on TV. And it would encourage the average person, you and me, to become a legislator. It would remove inertia from our lawmakers because they'd need to get in, get something done, and get out. No more career politicians. 15 states already have term limits for their state legislatures. Finally, I'd recommend legalizing marijuana and using the tax receipts to fund considerable mental health providers and facilities and drug treatment programs.
Okay.
And I'd like, if I could, if I got a minute, I'd say one other thing. Wisconsin residents, everyday people, need to know that our current governorship is trying to reenact the pre-existing law for insurance companies. This is going to hurt the average person, and we can't let that happen.
Okay. Any other closing comments at all, Dick?
Yes. Right now, Governor Walker implemented an advertising campaign in the Chicago area on trains and mass transit, telling young people that their commute time would be shortened if they moved to Wisconsin. And I'd say if we want to draw young, talented people from the big city back to Wisconsin, we should enact some sort of health insurance program which would draw them back. I think if they had adequate health insurance, that would be a strong draw for young, talented people to come back to our state in our rural areas. Right now, there's been a drain. People are leaving rural areas, but if we provided that benefit, I think it would really help out our state economy.
Well, I want to wish you the best, Dr. Sarnwick, on your upcoming elections on November 6th. Thank you very much for coming.
All right. Thanks for having me today. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And today, again, use our special programming, Election Day 2018, You Decide. Our studio guest, again, just now was Richard Sarnwick, a challenger in the 6th Assembly District. Our producer, Kayla McKenzie, videographer John Kupski, and Chuck Dallas was done to our candidates with questions on today's forum. Thank you. And again, a reminder, you can get all of the information today with the video, and that's available at tchdailynews.com here on WTCH.